Good afternoon. Today is February 18, 2019. In this podcast, our group will cover the infamous conspiracy theory about moon landing. We will be discussing the left and the right side. As a group, we think it is very crucial to understand both sides. For many years now, conspiracy theorists have claimed the landing on the moon was fake and staged by NASA. They also state that the six manned landings that happened between the years of 1968 to 1972 were not real. Over the past years, people have taken part in a national survey to share their thoughts about this theory. These types of theories have reached national TV and news media. Our group was amazed by what people around the world had to say about this topic.
What's up, my name is Melissa, and I'm not 100% sure about this theory. I'm like 30% with it because I saw this movie that explained how this would be fake and all that, but I'm just here to report the theory, so let me start off by saying Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter has shut down many theories. This motion pictures has taken high-definition images from around 13 miles of the moon. Cameras have collected data for future missions. Nearly four decades have passed since the first man stepped foot on the moon, which makes the moon landing a little sus. The U.S. government was already trying to win a race between Russia and who can land on the moon first, and so the U.S. was desperate. Supposedly, Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin was acting out their mission on a secret film set high in Hollywood Hills or deep within Area 51, sources say. Another thing that was also weird was that you can only see the photos through NASA. There was no independent verification to prove they were really there. There's a picture somewhere of a flag, and the pic shows that there's one up in the moon because of the way the flag was set up. Critics say it's impossible for one to be on the moon. NASA explained Armstrong was twisting the flag into the soil and brought back moon rocks for proof. A lot of people seem to believe filmmaker Stanley Kubrick helped film the moon landing because of this 1968 film, 2001, A Space Odyssey, which showed they were advanced enough to artificially create the moon landing. Lastly, Virgil I. Grimson, Edward H. White, and Roger B. Chaffee died, but people believe they were killed by the U.S. government because the government thought they were going to call them out and say it was all staged, but that has yet to be proven.
Although people believe the moon landing is fake, there is a lot of evidence that debunks this theory. Some people say that you can't see the stars in the picture captured at the moon landing. The reason is due to the extreme contrast between light and dark. The surface of the moon reflects the strong sunlight that appears very bright in photographs. The brightness drowns out dim light from the stars in the sky. A human eye can adjust and see them, but a camera struggles because it isn't as versatile as a human eye. There are many more explanations that clear up the moon landing being fake. People say you can see the flag move on the moon, but there's no oxygen on the moon, so there's probably no wind strong enough to make ripples in them. Another theory that people seem to believe is that the rock taken from the moon was a prop. When the photo of the rock was out for everyone to see, some people claimed they spotted the letter C printed on the rock. Others were quick to say that there was a piece of thread or hair and that accidentally got on the rock when the picture was being printed. All these assumptions are believed to be by ignorant people who are just closed-minded.
There is a small part of Americans who are still skeptical about man landing on the moon. Then, those that did not witness the landing have doubted that the moon voyage did not happen, rather than those who were present at that time. More and more people come to believe in this conspiracy theory in the last few years. The statistics of the public view come closer to each other. What our group believes in that this theory will fade away throughout the upcoming years when technology gets more and more advanced. We also think that eventually science will prove the people wrong. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. If you would like to hear more about this theory, there are a ton of websites online that explain the right and the left side. We thank you for listening to our podcast.